Boker Tov, good morning, and welcome to Breakfast and Learning. Today's class should be for the Hatzlachav Tzva Hagana Yisrael, and also for the Refu'ah Shelema of Chol Petzuei Am Yisrael Vifrat, Yehoshua Ben Yadina, Yafav Zmiyam, Yavan Yafav, and Yafamin, Ben Yisrael, Mavacham, Ben Yisrael, Shoshana, Bush Halam Yisrael. Also for the returning of all of our hostages, B'zad Hashem, that they should return home very soon with mental health, B'zad Hashem. Today he's going to be continuing talking about this topic of Prushim, these people who distance themselves. And he says, V'amru Alechad Ma'Prushim, it was said about one of these Perushim, Shenichnas Lemedina Achad Lehorot Et Yoshvei Avodat Elohim. He went into a city one time to guide the community in that city about going in the ways of Hashem. V'imtza'em Lovshim Tzeva Echad Malushehem Et Achshitahem. He saw all of them wearing the same color clothing, and all of their jewelry and adornments, everything they were wearing was all the same. And he saw that their homes, they had their burial places where people were buried, were right next to their homes, all of them. He didn't see any women among them. So he asked them, what's going on here? And they said to him, the reason why we all wear one color, we don't want the poor person to be embarrassed from the wealthy person. So we made a rule in our town that everyone wears the same clothing. And he says, and the wealthy person shouldn't become arrogant and glorify himself because he's wealthy. And the poor person shouldn't come and himself as become a disgrace. And that our condition while living on this earth should be considered like the future condition when we're buried under the earth. Right, Raj, over here the explanation says, once people are dead and buried, poor and rich people are all equal. Right, there's no difference between if you're wealthy or you're poor when you're under the ground. The difference is only in this world, right? So they're saying, let's be medameh, let's make it compared to when we're after 120. So let's do that from now, and let's learn and prepare for that thought process from now. There was a case by one of the story of one of the kings. He says Shahiya mitarev bin avada v'lo haya nikar b'nehem. He would mingle with all of his servants, and he wouldn't even be noticed and recognized among them. And it says mipnei Shahiya noheg min haga shiflut b'tachshitam malbushav. He would conduct himself in a very modest way. He wouldn't dress in very flashy clothing. He wouldn't dress in very flashy jewelry, flashy this and watches and that. Umashe samnu kivrot metenu etzel pitachenu. And the reason that we have our graves next to our homes, kedesh nivachach mehem v'niyen nechonim lamut, so that we can take their example to heart and be ready to die, chas v'shalom. Meaning to say, this is a very extreme example, but he was saying, we want to always remember that after 120, death is right there at our footsteps. And Hashem decides any day that could come, that could be the day. So we want to remind ourselves, so they put their graves next to their homes. And he says, v'nazmin lanu atzeda hamagad otanu limkom ha-menucha. And so therefore, we'll be motivated to prepare ourselves for doing good things, to get closer to Hashem, when we remind ourselves that we're here in this world and it's only temporarily, we remind ourselves, hey, we need to be motivated to be working and serving Hashem. You saw that we are not with our wives and children. We designated a nearby district for them. Whenever one of us needs to do something involving them, he will go there, do what's necessary, and then come back. They created such a system where they were completely distant from everyone. Because we saw the mental distractions, the losses, the extensive exertion, all of the efforts that happened when we were so close to them. This is a very extreme example, again. He says the serenity that we attained was choosing ways of getting closer to Hashem and focusing on the world to come rather than focusing on this world. And he says, he finishes off, their words found favor in the eyes of that which people were separated and separated from others. And he blessed them and he encouraged them in their practices. Meaning to say, everything we just mentioned, this is a situation and a case, is a very extreme type of case. But what we can learn from these type of cases is the examples that they used. So, for example, to always remember that Hashem decides any day, when is the day to come that a person is ready to finish his life. To remember that is a very important thing. Now, it shouldn't be something that a person is always trembling, but it should be something that you always remember that Hashem can decide at any moment that the day of death is ready to come. Why is that important? Because then you remind yourself that if death is right around the corner, that means that I need to be working very hard in order to attain and accomplish my purpose in this world. And I shouldn't just be sitting and lounging and relaxing and enjoying. You can enjoy the nice iced coffee, you can enjoy the beautiful breakfast at the Shaar HaChamim. But you need to work hard. You need to work hard in order to fulfill your purpose in this world. To search for your purpose. Not to just be a bystander. There's two types of people in this world. There's people who are active people, and there's people who are passive people. The passive type of person, which is a majority of people, they just stand there and they let other people do the work. They watch as the other people try to finish the job. The active person is a person who goes out of his way to find out, what's my purpose here? What am I trying to do here? How can I accomplish that which I'm doing here in this world? Hashem, I pray to Hashem, give me clarity to understand what my purpose is here in this world. Is it to bring children into the world? Is it to bring up my children in the ways of Hashem, Torah, mitzvot, send them to yeshiva? Is it to get married and bring up a family? Is it to support Talmidei Chachamim, support Torah scholars? Is it to support charity, support poor people who are in need? Give to people who need food for Shabbat? What is my purpose? And I guarantee you that when you search and you dive and you pray to Hashem, Hashem, open my eyes to find clarity of what my purpose is, Hashem will open your eyes. You will feel more connected to that which your purpose is. You may not know for sure, but Hashem will gravitate you closer to that which your purpose is in order to fulfill it. That's what we can learn from this type of extremity. It's not to be extreme, Chas v'Shalom, but for a person to learn the essence and the examples that they used in order to learn what their purpose was, is that if we search for our purpose, and if we remind ourselves that in any moment, at any time, Hashem can say, that's it, you fulfilled, you're done here, you have no more work to be done here. That means that we have to be running. You know, and I'll finish with this idea. There's this concept in this world today that there's like a rat race. That constantly people are competing and running out to trying to be the wealthiest of people. Right? If people use that type of mentality in closest to Hashem, we would have such a greater relationship with Hashem. If we had a rat race, and who can be the strongest relationship with Hashem? Right? Then what would it be in this world? We'd have so many people who are connected to Hashem. Just like we'd have so many people with mansions, we'd have so many people with great relationships with Hashem. Let's make that our mentality. Let's make the mentality to be, how can I become as close to Hashem as possible? How can I be able to figure out what my purpose is in order to fulfill it and accomplish my job here in this world? And to give everyone a bracha b'ezrat Hashem, when we pray to Hashem, ask for clarity to find what that purpose is and do His will in this world, then b'ezrat Hashem will open up our eyes to see what that purpose is, to be able to fulfill that purpose and to have that feeling of accomplishment when we get to that feeling of fulfilling the purpose. Have a great day, everyone.